We had two changes from yesterday on our injury report. We had two guys that were upgraded. Christopher Owens went from limited to full, and Steven Nicklaus went from limited to full. Everything else is the same from yesterday. We still have the two guys that didn't participate, Michael Palmer and Musaka Polite. Michael Palmer more than likely will be out this week. Musaka Polite may be able to participate in practice tomorrow, so we may be able to get some work out of him.
Okay. Hey, Coach, how is Fred Davis fit into their operation? They got a lot of bells and whistles going on over there.
Yep, he's a very talented tight end, one of the faster tight ends in the league. He's a 255-pound guy that can run 4.5. He can do their things that they're asking him to do with the zone blocking, because it's really taking a step and running on a track. That's the thing that the zone blocking is, and you're going to take the defender that comes into your gap. And if there isn't a defender in your gap when you're on the perimeter, he's going to be moving up to the second level. So he's going to be the guy that's responsible for sealing the inside-out pursuit. So he's the type of tight end. Shannon Sharp was that type of tight end when Coach Shanahan was doing it in Denver. And, you know, Shannon wasn't known for his blocking, but he could block very well in that scheme.
Talk about the season that Roddy's having. You know, the big catch last week, but he's made a lot of big catches all year.
Yeah, Roddy's having a great start to the season. Not only catching the ball, but it's real evident what he's doing in the downfield blocking, and it really showed up. Everybody could see it on the screen pass to Michael Turner, and he's doing that on the run plays as well. And he's about as complete as a wide receiver that I've seen this season. He's doing a nice job.
Talk about Matt being named the NFC Player of the Month for September.
It's quite an honor when you have success. Individuals are going to get honors. Matt's had a good start to the season, but it's also a reflection on our offensive unit. They've done a nice job as a unit, moving the football, protecting the quarterback, running when we've had to be able to run it, throwing it, and getting it into the right guy's hands. But Matt's off to a super start.
Garrett Reynolds, he had some struggles last year, but he's been real consistent so far this year.
Garrett's been consistent. He's a guy that works very hard. I don't know that there's a guy that works harder than him in practice. Every day he comes out here, he practices extremely hard. And that unit, through the first quarter, you'd have to say they've gotten the job done through the whole quarter.
Could you talk about Joe Holly, Coach, guy who started for you last year and, stayed ready and, you know, found a role for him to get out there on the field again last week?
Joe's a very resilient guy. We talk about changing roles, and they can change for a number of reasons. You would have never have thought that Joe Holly, who was an offensive lineman, was going to have his role changed to be lining up as a fullback, but things happen, and you've got to have plans in place to how you're going to adjust to those injuries that may occur. And we've been able to make that move, and it was a pretty quick transition. If you would have asked probably anybody in that locker room if we were going to have Joe Holly lining up at fullback in week four of the season, they'd look at you like you had a hole in your head. So they're ever-changing. That's the great thing about a football season and a football team. Guys have to be able to change their perspective, and they got to be able to change their roles.
Do you have contingency plans for a bunch of different positions, or is it when something like that happens? You know, because Bierman kicked a couple of years ago.
We have, believe it or not, we have contingency plans for a lot of positions. You've got the cross-train. You've heard me use that term. You got to cross-train guys. You also have to have, in the specialist department, you've got to have real contingency plans because you can be into your third kicker, third snapper, third punt returner, third kickoff returner, just like that. So we've got guys in place that we would be able to, you know, handle at least two injuries at each position.